Hi, this is Olivier Bloch from Microsoft Open Technologies, and you're watching a short demo of the Pointer Event plugin for Cordova, also known as a PhoneGap. So the idea of this plugin is to offer pointer events to all Cordova applications. So the pointer events is that new standard for dealing with multiple input attached, whether they are touch, pen, or mouse. As a developer, you wish you had an easy way to control, to use and manage and deal with these multiple input types on various browsers and various environments. As of today, we have a lot of devices out there, tablets, phones, and so on, that we'd like to code for. Apache Cordova, also known as a PhoneGap, is a good solution for you to build HTML5-based applications and games and publish them on the various stores, as Cordova now supports Android, iPhone, Windows Phone, Windows, so you basically code once and you're able to deploy on many platforms. What I will do is demonstrate the principles of pointer events at a very high level, and then create a Cordova application using a small HTML5 app, and then add this plugin to have pointer event support in my application, in my HTML5 based application. So what I have here is a small HTML5 game. Let me show you real quick how that looks like. I'm going to show you in Chrome for the demo, and the idea is that I have the small vessel I'm drawing into a canvas, and I'm able to control and kill the aliens. Pretty cool, pretty neat, very simple game. If I want to look at how the game is developed, the engine, it's an open source project and you can find it online. I can show you real quick how we deal with touch and pointers and keys eventually. The idea is to attach event handlers to touch start, touch move, touch end. Eventually have a special case for IE10 that supports pointer events but with prefix version of them. So that's all good, that's kind of okay. I have different cases, I need to test what is supported or not on the browser, not very convenient. Pointer events actually aims at solving that by providing a unified model that is now implemented without prefixes in IE11, and Microsoft Open Technologies is working with WebKit and Blink communities, and also with Mozilla to have pointer events model supported in the various modern browsers, so that should come anytime soon. In the meantime, you can use polyfills, and you can use, if you're developing a Cordova application, you can use this plugin that MS OpenTech published. So what I want to do is make that code simpler, right? So what I want to do first is change everything to be things that are supporting pointer events. So changing this prefix version of the events name into unprefixed versions. So pointer down, pointer move, pointer up. I don't need any specifics for WebKit or Android browser anymore. What I also need to do is kind of adapt the function that deals with the touch and that will actually impact the refresh of the screen. What I need to do, depending on the type of touch, this kind of pointer down, pointer up, do something about that table that stores the information about what has been pressed, and that will impact the way the screen is refreshed and directions the ships are going, etc., etc. So let me comment this rest of the code here, and let me remove that part that is WebKit specific. We don't need specifics anymore, do we? So let me comment that here. And we have a very simple code now that deals with one single type of events, which are pointer events, and that is able to be interacted with by, you know, with a pen, with your fingers, or with a keyboard. So here I've changed this code. What I'm able to do is go back to my desktop and show you how that looks like. This time, let me open that in IE11 that supports pointer events without prefix. And I can play with my fingers, and I can kill these invaders using touch. So this is a pointer-enabled web page now. Let's make a Cordova application with it. So I go to Cordova CLI, so I have a command line tool that comes along with the Cordova open source project. And I'm able to create new projects, so let me create a demo project. What that does is basically creates the basic .dub.dub folder that contains all the web content. So let me move to that folder, and you see you have various folders, platforms, plugins. These are places we're gonna have the native platform project that encapsulate the web code to generate the native apps. That's the way Cordova works. And if I go to the .dub.dub folder, you can see that I have the basic web structure of my web app for my Cordova application. So the idea here is to inject the code that I just modified for the game, and I will inject that into my Cordova application. So if I just copy paste the content here, make it simple, right? Let me just copy paste that. That will be added to the .dub.dub folder of my Cordova application. And the one file I need to change now is the index file, which is the home page of this application. And I need to inject the content from the game HTML file, which is the original homepage for the game. I don't want to copy it all. I want to keep things that are Cordova related, the structure that initializes Cordova on that index.html5 page. So let me go back to index and let me paste this new title. I think it's more appropriate than Hello World or Hello Cordova. The style sheets I'm going to need, the viewport information, and the rest is the canvas I'm going to draw into for the game, and references to the various scripts. So let me drop that into the Cordova application once again. Drop it here. There you go. I can save that index.html file, which basically is the homepage of my Cordova application. And now what I can do is add new platforms to my Cordova project because I want to test that on various platforms. Let me test on Windows Phone 8. So I'm adding the Windows Phone 8 platform. Oh, sorry, I need to go in that demo project. I was one level up. There you go. Cordova platform add Windows Phone 8. And let me do the same thing with Android because I want to try on Android. So what Cordova CLI tool do right now is they leveraging the local install of the SDKs for this platform, Windows Phone and Android tools. I have Eclipse installed with all the Android developer tools installed. And so it generates native projects. And now what I can ask Cordova to do is build this project. So I'm going to generate the binaries for Windows Phone 8 and for Android, and then I will be able to test that. The build time takes some time. It generates all the binaries from the two native projects that have been generated. Cordova CLI tool, sorry, is very interesting to do this kind of cross-platform development where you work on one .dub.dub folder and then you generate what is needed to generate the native apps that encapsulate that web code. Now that things have been built, I can emulate Windows Phone 8 to get started with. And I should have my alien application running on that Windows Phone 8 emulator. And if you follow correctly, that should not work actually for a good reason. So let me just try it. Yes, doesn't work. So that not doesn't work because Windows Phone 8 uses an i10 browser, and i10 does not support unprefixed version of pointer events. And I would actually have the same experience if I deploy to Android right now and test it on Android, because Android browser does not, the browser control that Cordova uses does not support pointer events. So there's a simple way to solve that, which is actually to add a plugin. And what you can do is add that plugin from our GitHub repository. So you do Cordova, sorry, it's Cordova plugin add https colon quack quack Cordova plugin add https quack quack github.com/ms-open-tech/cordova-pointer-events.git pointer-events.git. And once you add that plugin, your Cordova application will be pointer events enabled. So that means your HTML and JavaScript code hooking up to point events will be able to work. I need to log in to the GitHub repository that for now is not public while I'm recording this demo, but will be public when you try that for yourself. Once I added that plugin, the next step is to rebuild the project. So I rebuild both Windows Phone 8 and Android at the same time. It takes some time to do that. And once I will have built, I can just redeploy, and now I have a pointer event support into my Cordova application. Typo here, emulate Windows Phone 8. Redeploy to the Windows Phone 8 emulator. And now what I will be able to do is use my thumbs to play that Aliens game very easily. Awesome. Works well. So I've got my application here. You lose because I'm not a good alien player. So here is what I can do now. I can Cordova run Android. So I'm running on that Galaxy tablet here. You can see next to my development machine. And it will deploy the Android application, and then I'll be able to play that exact same game, same HTML5 code that uses pointer events to deal with input, and it will be able to play on the Android tablet the same way I'm playing on that Windows Phone device, and the same way I will be playing on another machine. So here is a game on the Android tablet. Oops, sorry for the reflection here. I can move around, I can shoot the aliens. Not easy to hold a camera and do that. Okay, you lose. But you see the concept here. I was able to deploy that application, the exact same one to Android. It uses pointer events, totally abstracting the input types, and it allows me to have a very efficient way of dealing with input types on various devices. So this was a short demo of the Cordova plugin, pointer events plugin, and you can find more information on our MS OpenTech GitHub repository under the Cordova-Pointer Events project. Thanks for watching that, and see you soon. Bye bye.